Hello, now we are going to comment about the Innovation Award nominees and winners, starting precisely from the JS classes, JavaScript nominees. Let me share the screen here. Okay, where is the button? Okay, this is one. So, in January, we only had two nominees, so they were voted on February and on March results come out, so now we can comment about them already. Archer, which ones would you like to comment?
Yeah, so I will comment about simple JavaScript tabs, package developed by Pravin Sonavane from India. And basically, it is a simple JS component that provides a tab functionality by replacing a content when tab is switched. I think, yeah, we can also see an example here. So we set a specific tab and use a data parameter, that data attribute to provide a tab to which we want to switch and change its title. So yeah, as I said, it's quite simple and it's probably innovative because it's the first in such type in this site, right?
Yeah, so it's quite simple, not something that as we have already seen, but the idea here is to have just a few tabs and a simple way to switch the content. Yeah, although this is very common, even the JS classes site uses something like that for the package pages. This object makes it more generalized, and for that it is nominated because there were no other being submitted before. And on my behalf, yes?
And yeah, I just want to say that Pravin got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Okay, that's true. That's nice, a nice prize. So on my behalf, I also would like to comment on another package, this one from Farhad Adam Rahim from Bangladesh. And he sent package called Radiogram.js, and it lets you have those multiple single choice user interfaces to pick from a certain option defined in HTML, and it automatically creates radio inputs and associates with the HTML blocks that will be available to others, to the users, I mean. And for this, Farhadun did not pick a prize because I contacted him and did not reply. And, well, if he's listening, please contact so you get the prize that you asked. So, this is just the nominees of January. We talked about many, but we are going to move on to the winners of 2016 so far. It already takes in account the winners of February, this ranking. And in first place, there is Stefan Shepman and Andras Toth with 3 points, one package. Then Pravin Sona, one package and 2 points. Then Mark Rolich, one package, 1 point, tied with Farhadun Rahim from Bangladesh with one package and 1 point. And by country, we have so far Australia, Hungary tied with one package and 3 points. India in third place with one package and 2 points. Armenia with one package and 1 point. Bangladesh, one package and 1 point, also in fourth place. So this is for the JavaScript Innovation Award. For the PHP Innovation Award, in January we had like 14 nominees. Let me share the screen here. Okay, this is the right one, but I should increase the font. So from these 14, Artus, which ones would you like to comment?
The first one and the most interesting that I thought of all of them is a PixPic package by Miguel from Venezuela. And what it does, it basically takes an image and redraws it with one pixel size div tags with the same color to recreate pixels. And thus it basically draws an image with div tags. Why? You would ask, but, well, for example, if images are blocked for somewhere, you could draw it this way through div tags, or if you want to prevent others from tracking something through images, again, you just recreate the image or something like that. But I just had to try it out to see how it looks like, so I uploaded it to my server, and let me just maybe try to increase a bit. Yeah. And as you see, basically here this image is drawn with these developments. You can see the title of the pixels. That's a lot of pixels. I tried to inspect it with a developer tools, and my Chrome hanged because of too many divs. But as you see, you can also apply some kind of effects and cut off or like do the masking.
Yeah,
to the images, and the class can also extract palette colors, basically all available colors that were in this image as an array, also for you to use. Yeah, so that's why I thought it was quite interesting. It is
actually unusual. It's probably very heavy to have all those divs for even small pictures that have many pixels, so it's probably very intensive for the browsers.
Yes, it is. I don't feel it for such small images. For larger images, for older browsers, probably would make it unbearable to wait to load. But at least it's loaded, and that's all. If it would be also animated or something, then it would be a problem. But yeah. Yeah, still, it's a really interesting idea. That's why I love this package a lot. And Miguel got one ebook of choice by Pact for this package. And the second package I wanted to mention is Traffic Jam package, developed by Dave Smith from the United States. And what this package does is basically it blocks requests based on, as it says, access speed, but I would rather say on access frequency. So if someone, for example, a bot who is scraping your website, accesses more than a given amount requests per second, then it will be blocked for a specified period of time. So it's kind of security measure, and your server manages better your server efficiency without allowing someone to scrape your website too much to cause a disruption in the service. That's why I thought the package also is great, and they've got one downloadable copy of PHP ED Professional for this package. Other packages I wanted to mention are PHP Proxy Server, developed by Yusuf Syed from Pakistan, and basically, as it says in the name, it provides a proxy server. Basically, you send HTTP request to this server, and it listens to the TCP port on which HTTP requests are received. It's usually 80 port, and forwards them to other servers. So it works as a proxy, so you could hide your data identity or hide where you are from, country and stuff. And basically, yeah, that's what it does. And Yusef got one available copy of Komodo ID for this package.
That's a very interesting package. Many people vote on it and appreciate it because
it's really useful. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It maybe can serve as a workaround for some blocks that exist on some countries, so they could use it as a proxy. Work around those blocks. If you put it running on some server in a different country, so
true.
Yeah.
Okay. The next package I wanted to comment is Ware Builder, and it creates SQL Ware clauses based on the parameters that you pass. I actually have a similar class myself that I always use, and yeah, this does something similar. Basically, builds a Ware clause from the array. It was developed by Raman Haparast from Iran.
There are many packages that that do that of building SQL queries from parameters, but in this case, it takes the parameters from the request. I mean, the request, HTTP request, POST, GET, and so on. But it also has a sort of a language to define how those parameters will be used in a query. So it's not just using those parameters in a query. You can use it like different comparison operators, so it is nice because it gives more flexible than those. All those, there are many packages to do that, to compose, mm-hmm. like you said. You even have your own.
Okay, yeah, I see. And I think it also handles the value splitterization, right? Escaping strings and stuff like that.
Yes, I think it does. I didn't check, but usually, if it did, when it doesn't, I always send a notice to the author. Hey, you have a security problem here. You should fix your code. I don't remember to have done this case.
Yeah. Okay. Rahman got one copy of ZenStudio for this package. Next package is a Redbox PHP Scandir filter. Basically, this package scans a directory for files and finds the new or modified files. It was developed by Johnny Mast from the Netherlands. And I think the most common use case would be to check if your website has been hacked and any of the code is modified. So you can put the regular checks. It can also do a remote check through on the FTP server. I just don't know how it would actually store the original. So we need to provide the original, or it tracks the changes in the MySQL database, so it stores the previous data files. Yeah. Okay. And Johnny got PHP Storm ID, personal permanent license for this package.
Yeah.
Next one is a ghost hash, which generates and verifies strong key hashes quickly. And it was again developed by Dave Smith from United States. And I think the way it does it is by performing multiple hashes, right? Multiple times.
Yes, this is actually something that I think it's bcrypt. A function of PHP that already does that. What this package does that is innovative is to compute the number of the iterations depending on the time that you want the encryption to take. Let's say if you want to encrypt...
you mean decryption?
Yes, encryption and decryption. Mm-hmm. If you want to take 10 seconds to decrypt a password, it computes the number of iterations, at least for the current computer, because in the future computers that will be faster, obviously it will take less time. And this is interesting. If you want to make your password really secure, like take 10 seconds to try each password in the way that if you you want to use brute force algorithms, you if you want to try 1 million passwords, you'll take 1 million times 10 seconds to try those passwords, and that will probably make it inviable, at least with current computers, to to discover the original password.
Yeah. And Dave Smith did not yet, because he already got probably a price for other packages, right?
Yes, they already another package.
Exactly. And the last package I wanted to comment on is Log Delta Time, developed by Alessandro Quintiliani from Italy. And this class can log the time difference between different PHP statements. So it can log how much it took for a specific operation to take time. And I think even more than that, it also has some threshold configuration. So if it does not exceed it, it's not reported. So you would see only really slow parts of the your code, right?
Yes, because there are many components that do this, like profiling your script, like evaluating how long it took to execute each section. And but usually they generate lots of information. And if you want to just see the sections that are taking more time, this package allows you to specify a minimum amount of time. Like, let's say I want to see only sections that are taking more than 1 second. So it will generate a smaller log, and you can focus easily on those moments that take are taking those sections that are taking more time to execute.
That's all on my part, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to move on with a few packages that I want to comment. Starting talking about security, there is an interesting package that this is a sort of a preview of the future. It's called Alight. I'm not sure what is the right pronunciation. And this one is developed by Scott Arsiewski. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he is a well-known security expert. He has been very active. We actually commented about many proposals that he sent to the PHP core in the latest times, and most of them are related with security. And he submitted a very interesting package that is implementing something that is proposed for PHP 7.1, but it can already work in the current PHP version. And it's basically...
Which was like a PDO for encryption?
I'm not sure if that is the idea. Basically, is to provide the features of libsodium, which is currently a Pacl extension, except that this is done with the current PHP functions. And it's done around the Pacl libsodium extension, and so it works now. You don't need to wait for PHP 7.1. So this package is, as I said, from Scott Arsiewski from the United States. It did not pick a prize. It Actually, I contacted him, but since I did not get a response, maybe he's not interested in the price, he's more interested in making good contributions, which is also great. So the next package that I wanted to comment is this one called PHP MAC address vendor lookup by Sami Massoud from Egypt. And what this package does is to use a web service to look up the given MAC address and identify the vendor of that MAC address, so can identify eventually the type of device and the company, so you can see what is behind that device that is using that MAC address. So this is interesting. The next package that I want to comment is PHP Linux ACPI Monitor by Christian Peterson from Argentina. And this one is interesting because despite being specific for Linux, it can determine the status of certain hardware aspects of the machine, like if it is connected to AC power, the temperature of the CPU, cooling level, and other details which are interesting. And in Linux, this is done using ACPI. So this is an interesting package that takes advantage of that Linux command. And for this, Christian got a subscription of a PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine. The next package that I want to comment is called XStructure. And it is interesting for decoding binary data that follows a certain structure. You give it a sort of a specification of the expected structure, and it extract the values and returns them in a PHP array, which is easier to process by your application. And it comes with examples of TLS 1.2 encrypted packet, and as well a Bitcoin block zero header. This is interesting for those that want to analyze data that is in binary format. And for this, Philip Tomassini from Mexico, he got one server, one license for the IP2 country for one server with all the information of country, region, city, latitude, zip code, time zone. Well, it's the full license. And another package that I wanted to comment is one that is a bit unusual. This one from Robert Allman from Venezuela, which is about fitting boxes in containers. You know, those containers that are transported in ships or in trucks, they have standard sizes. So if you give the dimensions of the boxes, it can tell you how many containers it needs to fit all the boxes that you have to ship. So this is an unusual application, but it does something interesting. There are similar packages that could make other calculations, but they are, calculations for fitting boxes, but they are not really about they are not tied to any specific size of container. And finally, I want to comment another. I forgot to mention that Roberto Alaman got an ebook from Arrive as prize. And finally, again, Dave Smith sending many packages as always. This one is called PHP Exchange Rate API that gets the exchange rates, I mean the values for many currencies and also precious metals. But what is interesting about this package is that it not only gets the current exchange rates, but also can get historical values back to the year 2000. So if you wanted to research and get the evolution of certain currency over time, you can do that. So kudos for Dave Smith, that as you may see now, he has reached the advanced author badge for reaching level 6. Here are all the levels that he passed. So very interesting. Now, talking about the Innovation Award rankings for 2016. This already includes the nominees of February. In first place, there is David Smith with 4 packages and 32 points. Second place, Sabine Sibi with 1 package and 14 points. You then tied with him is Yusad Said with 1 package and 14 points. Sabine is from India and Yusuf from Pakistan. In fourth place is Isaac Trenado from Mexico with 1 package and 13 points. Fifth place, there are several authors tied. Vichy Saev from India with 1 package and 12 points. Then Jeremy Obugomu from Nigeria. Ragma Akpast from Iran. Johnny Mast from Netherlands. Istan Dobrente from Hungary, and Tony L. Requena from Spain. So all these are tied with 1 package and 12 points. Fork as countries, by countries, as you may see here, United States is leading with 8 packages and 51 points. Then followed by India with 2 packages and 26 points. Then Pakistan, 2 packages and 24 points. In fourth place, Venezuela with 3 packages and 21 points. Mexico with 2 packages and 18 points. Nigeria with 2 packages and 15 points. And then Iran, 1 package and 12 points, tied with Hungary, Netherlands, and Spain. So with this, we practically ended this podcast. It is already evening. I need to turn on the lights here. I hope you can still see me.
Yeah.
For now, on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.